Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, Octotext listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Do thank you for tuning in to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We do thank AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about a recent national study which provides persons with information about which are the best states to retire. So stay to the show for some very beneficial information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, April the 13th, and we are broadcasting our show today from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show is not live and has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. I hope everyone had an opportunity to view the eclipse in our Octotext area. Here in the Shreveport and Bossier City area, it was about 99% coverage. So you could, using those glasses, you could really view it. It was pretty awesome. Didn't have the opportunity to go into the total eclipse area. I know a number of my friends did, but I hope you had the opportunity to take a glimpse using those glasses and not using your unprotected eyes to view that. The only thing I was thinking about this morning is, what am I going to do with all these glasses, these couple of pairs of glasses that we have at our home, at the Kaligas' home? I think I'm going to include them in my last will and testament and give them to my future people that might want them, and put them in the vault that they could have them in the near future. Be sure to pick up the March-April issue of The Best of Times in one of our 270 distribution locations. There are very few of these issues. This was a very popular issue, but hopefully you can find them available, the printed copies, at one of our 270 distribution locations. We do again thank you for the compliments about our magazine, especially this issue. We do appreciate hearing from you. If you're unable to find a printed copy of one of our locations, remember, you can always visit our website at thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues for the past 8 years. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. In addition, you can listen to many of the previously broadcast radio shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. In addition, we do have an app that's on Maxter. It's a free app. We have thousands of people going to this app, and we have the past, I would say, almost 10 years of our issues on this particular app, in addition to previously published Silver Pages on this particular app. Speaking of Silver Pages, it is available and free for pickup at many of our locations. There are very few of these 20,000 copies that we had printed and distributed. They are limited. If you want to pick up a printed copy, do visit the Cattle Council on Aging and the Bossier Council on Aging. They generally have, we provide them with more, several thousand copies. So if you want a printed copy, you can get there. You can always visit our website at thebestoftimesnews.com to view the current 2024 Silver Pages, or again, visit our app as well. Each and every month, The Best of Times sends out a TBT newsletter e-blast to over 73,000 email addresses of senior and boomers in Caddo and Bossier parishes. It provides you with links to read our current issue, as well as the link to read the current Silver Pages. In addition, there are many additional educational articles, discounts, coupons, contests, and of course, news that you can use. Join the many thousands who are receiving this free TBT newsletter via their email address. It is free of charge. Just visit our website at thebestoftimesnews.com, and you subscribe free just by entering your email address. Great news, our friends at Ernest Orleans has brought back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at a highly discounted price. It is highly recommended due to the popularity of this Thursday night special to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, that's 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
Hour. We'll be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Abears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Ms. Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub, and I've asked her to come today to discuss their recent study, which discussed the best and worst states to retire in. So again, hopefully this show will help you in making those decisions in the near future if you plan to retire. So thank you, Cassie, for joining our show today.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, tell our listeners a little bit about Wallet Hub and why you conduct these numerous studies.
So Wallet Hub is a personal finance website that offers free credit reports and credit scores, which are updated daily. And along with that, we offer a variety of different resources to help people achieve financial well-being in various aspects of their life. So these reports really come into play because we want consumers to understand that personal finances play a key role in so many different aspects of our everyday lives. And sometimes we don't realize the role that they play or how significant of a role they play in certain things, including retirement and the best places to retire. That's something that not only did we look at financial aspects of it, but we look at other aspects as well, including the impact on your physical and emotional and psychological well-being as it relates to different topics.
Well, I'm going to tell my listeners, I really appreciate it. I've been receiving their reports for many years, and I've had them on my show previously, but now I've been finding, sadly or happily, that we're getting a lot of reports specific to the state of Louisiana or the Shreveport and Bossier City metro area. So that's why I've been asked her and her staff to take the extra time to give us a little bit of landing up, a little bit of extra information than these reports show. They're fascinating, and again, they're absolutely free. You can visit their website at www.wallethub.org. I can't remember. What's your website?
WalletHub.com.
WalletHub. It's WalletHub.com. So the information that I'll be giving today is one of the reports that's on there that you can, they have thousands of reports. Some of them are quite specific. I will compliment Cassie, you and your staff are doing a remarkable job on this. I mean, there are a lot of there's not just, it's not anecdotal. It's not, most of it's really objective data that they have collected from thousands and thousands of sources throughout the United States via agencies, et cetera. So it's a lot of data that you and I, common lay people, could never do. You could be researching it on the internet to the nth degree and probably not find all these factors easily, correct?
Absolutely, and that's another reason we put these studies together. We do the legwork for you so you can better understand your financial situation and what you might be able to do to improve it.
Well, let's start off about this particular report that we're going to discuss is the best and worst states to retire. And it's going to involve Louisiana as well, but let's focus a little bit on it. But what I thought the statement that you made based upon surveys that you said, with more than 3 in 10, that's one-third of the Americans feeling anxious about retirement. That was one of the reasons why you developed and released this report. Is that true?
Absolutely. We did a survey that asked consumers about their retirement savings. And that's one thing that we took out of that particular survey is that a lot of people are anxious about retirement. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't necessarily have a plan or a budget in place to be successfully retired when they'd like to be.
Well, that's WalletHub, in comparing these 50 states, our wonderful 50 states, utilized 46 key metrics. Wow. That's a lot of metrics, Cassie.
Absolutely. And really those metrics, while it sounds daunting, we grouped them into three key categories to really look at it at a higher level. Those three categories are affordability, quality of life, and healthcare. So we ranked each state on those on each individual metric, and then we did a ranking based off of those three key dimensions, which contributed to the overall ranking as far as the best and worst states to retire.
So how do you measure affordability?
So affordability, we assessed various metrics, including adjusted cost of living, tax friendliness, annual costs of in-home services and adult health care, as well as the share of the population age 65 and older who couldn't afford a doctor visit. These factors were weighed and combined to determine each state's affordability rank. And when we look specifically at Louisiana, when it comes to that particular category, they did pretty well, coming in as the 16th most affordable state for retirees.
Wow. But 16 out of 50 is affordable. But the other factors involved, which that's not just one of them, is sadly our overall rank, everyone, was 45. So 45 of 50 states. But that we're going to talk about some of the other factors involved. Do you feel that retirees and people throughout the United States are really pushing off retirement?
I do feel like that's a very common thing. This study really highlights the significant concerns regarding retirement preparedness among Americans. And it indicates that a considerable portion of non-retired adults haven't saved any money for retirement, while Social Security benefits replace only a fraction of their earnings. So saving for retirement is really important. And this really suggests that a potential trend of people delaying retirement due to financial insecurity or a lack of adequate savings. So it appears that many individuals are indeed pushing off retirement due to concerns with financial stability and just keeping up with inflation nowadays to really prepare for being stable financially during retirement.
Yeah, that's one thing I wish we had more time to talk about. It was you did a survey, the retirement savings survey, and one of the factors overall, you said 28% of non-retired adults save nothing for retirement. Wow, that is significant. That's almost 30%. I mean, it's one in three individuals. That is very significant. Hopefully, this show will make younger seniors, boomers, to think about setting aside something for retirement. I mean, definitely younger people. I deal with several of them, some of my relatives and friends, et cetera, that are putting nothing off. They're maybe making tremendous salary, but they're not set aside anything for a rainy day, but also their retirement. They're thinking that they're going to be continuing making that particular money when they're in their 60s and 70s, which most of the time is not the case.
And one thing that I found really interesting in that survey is we did ask, what age did you start saving for retirement? And only 30% said they started saving for retirement before the age of 30. So that really shows that retirement doesn't seem to be, or at least saving for retirement doesn't seem to be top of mind in early years. And it really becomes more of a focus as consumers get older and they realize that retirement may not be that far off.
That's true. And the other thing, it's not a top priority. And sometimes their employers don't, a lot of them don't have retirement plans anymore, no pension plans. So it's up to you to determine your own set aside. They may pay you a substantial salary and bonuses and everything, but it's up to you to make that commitment to save for retirement, or I hate to say this, save for a rainy day when you might need it, right?
Absolutely. And with the cost of goods these days and inflation, it's even harder for consumers to make that commitment to set that money aside, be it for retirement or emergency savings, or even for things like vacations or other luxuries. It's really hard to just set that money aside when there's so much uncertainty about what prices are going to look like and what they'll need to pay out of pocket just to, you know, make ends meet and get by day to day.
So let's go back to Louisiana being one of the states to consider retirement. But I thought this was quite interesting that Louisiana is considered in its tax friendliness on estate inheritance being number one. Is that true?
Yes, that is something that we found in this particular study. So it is important to keep in mind, you know, the presence of an estate or an inheritance tax in any state that you plan to retire in. So for Louisiana, what we found is that the state doesn't have an estate or inheritance tax, which really works out well for retirees because they're not getting tax, even more taxes on top of the other taxes they have to be concerned about with their fixed income.
So that's a definitely a plus factor and definitely helped us in affordability and the cost of living. That was part of the metrics, one of the metrics, which I thought that was, you know, I know that, but I thought many other states had that particular factor as well, or they might have it at a little bit higher level, but or at least we're ranked in that. I thought the annual cost of income care services, I thought it was high, but according to your study, it says Louisiana cost of income in-home care services is $46,298, and it only ranks second. That means that's the highest, or is that the lowest?
That would be second as far as the lowest. So we're looking at it from the best perspective. Yeah, so that's a great sign. I mean, not necessarily that dollar amount, but just it being lower than the other states that, you know, that particular cost may not be as much for retirees in Louisiana.
Yeah, and one of the other factor, which is sad, we learned the lowest in the share of the population 65 or older who could not afford a doctor visit. That's sad. That is really sad that we rank 50th in the nation.
Yes, that's very unfortunate to see. We saw that approximately 6% of the population could not afford a doctor visit. And that's, you really highlights the importance of planning and budgeting for retirement, because once you're in that retirement mode, you're generally on a fixed income. So if you come into a situation, a health situation, and you're not prepared for it, it could be a very difficult choice to make.
Well, it's the choice, but also sometimes it's the access. I hate to say that. You know, they could afford, but sometimes they're not affording because it's going to be taxing on them to reach that physician or reach that provider, especially in the rural areas that have very limited number of physicians and healthcare facilities. So this is statewide, so not necessarily in the metro areas. So I have a feeling that the rural areas definitely pulled it down as well. I didn't know this particular factor. I'm sure your census data is that Louisiana ranks 39th in the nation with the share of population 65 and older. You reported we have 16% of our population in our state that are 65 years age or older, and that ranks 39th of 50. I thought it was much higher, but that's surprising.
It is surprising to see that number so low and to see that ranking so low, but you just have to keep in mind that things change, populations fluctuate, and we're in this very unique time with the boomer generation aging and working into that retirement age. We could easily see that shift in the coming years as more and more people move into that retirement age.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Neighbors, Standing Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Standing Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Ms. Cassandra Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub, and she's discussing their recent study that analyzed and reported on the best and worst states in our wonderful United States where a person might want to retire. And we are discussing all the states, but we're mainly going to pick on the state of Louisiana, which majority of my listeners are from. Sorry, Texas. How did Texas rank? I don't have your rankings right in front of me, but how did Texas rank in the scheme of things?
That is a great question. Texas ranked 32nd overall in this particular study, so right towards the middle of the pack.
I would have think they would have been higher than much higher. I mean, we're ranked overall, I think, 45th. So they're just a little bit higher than we are. Wow. Who was number one?
Number one went to, you might not be surprised by this, but it was Florida. That's really known as one of those states for retirees, especially those who are maybe snowbirds who live in the northern half of the country and like to go south for the winter. So that really played into them ranking so high in this particular study, since they have that quality of life really shines for them being such a senior-focused state overall.
Okay, well, I had one more state because my catchment area is Arkansas as well. I have great listeners in Arkansas and Texas and Louisiana. But also, this is streaming live on the Internet, so we have a lot of people all over the United States that listen to this particular show. So what about Arkansas?
So Arkansas came in 42nd overall, so just a little ahead of Louisiana in this particular study. And they were also doing really well as far as the affordability ranking goes, but they struggled in the other two categories, ranking 49th overall for quality of life and 42nd overall for health care.
Okay. So let's go. I want to caution everyone, we're just giving you specific items. We're not saying it's bad to retire in these particular states, but their report gives you some indication if you're concerned about various factors, and we're, as you mentioned, affordability, healthcare-related factors, quality of life factors. You can look at some of these analysis in there, and once you get this report, it's pretty detailed about and we're going to talk about some of these metrics that they found in Louisiana, which I thought was fascinating, because they go on. Let's talk about a couple of them. Risk of social isolation. What does that mean?
So for the risk of social isolation metric, we looked at six risk factors for social isolation in populations age 65 and older. Those factors include divorced, separated, or widowed, never married, poverty, disability, independent living difficulty, and living alone. So those factors all went into that risk of social isolation metric.
And so in Louisiana, we must have had a lot of those particular factions going negative, right?
Because unfortunately, Louisiana ranks 49th overall in this particular metric. So it does seem like there's some room for improvement. Now, I will say that when you consider what we looked at, it isn't necessarily a hard and fast, like if you are divorced, separated, or widowed, you're going to be socially isolated. We're not saying that. But we tried to look for some hard facts and statistics to try to gauge that particular risk. And those are things that we took into consideration.
And the other factor, I'm seeing this, not throughout the United States, but the elderly-friendly labor market. It's sad that many employers out there are looking for positions, but a lot of them don't want to consider hiring the elderly. I know that's ageism, that's a little biasness, but it's sad. And Louisiana ranks 49th in that particular category, right?
Yes, and they rank 49th in that category. And as you said, it is very disheartening to see that being a trend as far as, the elderly population maybe being discriminated against and falling into that ageism that really shouldn't be the case. If you have the skills and you want to use those skills, I feel like any employer should be open to hiring someone regardless of their age.
The other interesting factor that you had in yours is elderly food insecurity rate, which is, wow, when I saw that, I was so sad. Explain what that means.
So for that metric, we looked at the share of the population age 60 and older who faced the threat of hunger in the past 12 months. So overall, Louisiana ranked 50th for that, with 21% of the population age 60 or older having faced that threat within the past 12 months, be it from access or from restrictions as far as their income and being able to afford it. Those all come into play as far as that insecurity goes.
And the other interesting factor, which I found, I'm sure you found this through our government, expenditures captured by the administration on aging per population of age 60 and older. So what kind of expenditures do we know?
So this included funds for personal care, congregate meals, transportation, and nutrition education programs for seniors. And so that's really what was taken into consideration. And based off of that, we found that the expenditures is around $51 per individual in the state of Louisiana, which they ranked 19th overall on that particular metric. So it's a good indication that the state is investing in helping to support seniors by funding these programs to help if they are facing food insecurity or access concerns.
So that particular factor, is it $51 per year per person or $51 periodically?
$51 per year per person.
Wow, that seems low, even though we're ranked 19th. So there are people higher, and there are states higher, but there are states lower as well. So it's we're right above, we're more than half, we're about one third up there. The other thing I thought this, I'm glad, I bet you this has been improving, access to public transportation. It's getting better. I've noticed in the metro areas, I don't know about the rural areas in Louisiana, but I've been seeing in my visits to other parts of the state, we now rank 27th of 50 states. And it used to be probably much lower.
And I do think it's important to keep in mind that this does take into consideration, you know, both the urban and the rural areas of the state. So in states where maybe there's a lot of rural communities, you can't expect that number to be particularly high unless the state really invests in putting public transportation access in those more rural communities, which really isn't as common.
So the other factors in the 46 key metrics, which deal with, interestingly, I'm shocked that you put this in there, but, you know, when people retire, they want to have good weather, hopefully, in their locale. They don't want it snowing all the time or hurricanes all the time or bad weather. So Louisiana ranks 9th out of 50 states in the mildest of weather. And, you know, some days we have good days, but most of the days are good. There's some bad, some good. So I thought another factor, I'm surprised, I don't know what weight this was given. Again, tell them, Cassie, that you give weight to certain metrics more than others. So it's not just yes or no. You give a factor. Is that right?
Yes, we do weight these metrics. So sometimes we'll consider something that maybe isn't as direct of an impact on this particular study, but we do want to take it into consideration, and it may play a role in kind of deciding that final tie between a particular ranking by including that. So sometimes we weight things double or triple, and sometimes we weight them, you know, half, because they contribute, but they aren't a major factor.
For example, one of their factors, everyone, is access to scenic byways. Might be important when I retire to make sure the state has great scenic byways, but Louisiana did rank 8th, which, okay. But I'm sure other states have beautiful scenic byways as well. I'm sure that's not a heavily weighted factor, but you never know.
Yeah, we've weighted that similarly to a lot of other metrics at a full weight compared to things like, we did weight the mildness of the weather as double because we do feel like that can play a big role.
True.
Especially if you see a lot of extremes one direction or the other. But yes, access to scenic byways is a metric that we just gave a standard full weight to because it does play into that quality of life, but it isn't as big of a factor.
Well, the many other factors, everyone, we'll quickly go through some of these, but they've analyzed museums per capita, theaters per capita, golf courses, and country clubs per capita, which Louisiana ranked 44th out of 50 states with the number of golf courses and country clubs in consideration of the population. I thought this was good. Access to bingo halls per capita. And I didn't know we ranked this high. 24th out of 50 states were up there. The other sad one, access to adult volunteer activities. We rank 43. It's so sad that many of our people out there don't access and talk about volunteering and to keep active. And our volunteer rate in our whole state ranks only 14% of seniors, and we rank 50th in the nation. And many other states are 49 states are much higher than we are.
Yes, it is very unfortunate to see that because volunteering is a great way for seniors to stay active and also socialize with other people and just get out and be out of the house and contribute to their community. You know, with not working full time, you know, even though some retirees have, you know, a part-time job, but, you know, most retirees aren't working and getting that socialization on a regular basis. So volunteering is a great way to do that and make that contribution to the community so they feel more like they're part of the community.
But the positive note, one of the metrics everyone is, which made me feel proud, is the share of residents who do favors for their neighbors, and they call it neighborhood friendliness. And we ranked 26 of 50 states that we provide those favors to our neighbors. And I do that a lot myself, and other neighbors do it for me as well. So that neighborhood friendliness is a major factor when retiring to a particular state. And according to your metrics, it says 53% of our population does that. Wow.
That's really great to see. You know, unfortunately, between the way that, you know, our the perceptions of others have kind of evolved with changes in the economy and just the perceptions of Americans overall, less and less people are getting involved with their neighbors and supporting their neighborhoods and each other. And I think it's really important to have that community and do those favors for your neighbors, because you never know when you might be in the situation where you could really use that favor too.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bear Standing Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Miss Cassie Happy, who is a research analyst with Wallet Hub, and she's discussing a recent study which discussed the best and worst states to retire, as well as the 2021 Retirement Savings Survey. So thank you again for joining our show today.
It's my pleasure.
So we were discussing some details about the state of Louisiana. We're going to go back to that, but I want to cover some points that were in your retirement savings survey. We talked about one of them. It says more than 3 in 10 people feel anxious about retiring, but your report said that 1 in 3 Americans don't have a retirement plan. Wow. That's significant.
That is, and that's very concerning that 1 in 3 Americans don't have a plan for their retirement. And that's not even necessarily saying that they have the money saved up, but just that general plan of how much they'd like to have in order to live comfortably without having a regular income from employment. So it really highlights the fact that retirement seems to take a back seat to everything else day to day, but it really needs to be in the back of our minds, or maybe towards the front of our minds a little more often.
Well, in addition, your survey found that nearly half the nation lacks confidence that they won't have enough money to retire.
Which is just disheartening to hear that people are lacking that confidence that, you know, after putting in so many years in the workforce, they won't be able to, you know, hang up their hats and put up their feet and enjoy a few of their golden years.
That's right. And the other interesting fact, which I've heard this more and more now, many people say they will never retire. 39% of the people in your survey said they expect to work until they die.
Which is just really unfortunate that that mindset is already instilled in them, that they won't be able to retire because, you know, maybe they don't have the financial means, or they just really don't plan on being that financially secure by the time they reach retirement age.
And the other factor, which, you know, many people in our country, I was looking at one of your reports about debt, personal debt throughout our by state, and I think it was by city. It was totally remarkable how much people are in debt for. And this report about retirement says 3 in 5 Americans think about paying off their debt is more important than making any retirement contributions.
Yeah, and when you consider just how much debt we have as a nation, it's not necessarily surprising. It's just disheartening to see that that is the case. You know, people are focused on making today and tomorrow better. They're not necessarily looking ahead to how their financial decisions now are going to impact them down the road. They just really want to make things better for themselves today, which is absolutely understandable. You want to be comfortable during your working years as well, but not having that wherewithal and planning to be comfortable in your retirement years is really the bigger concern.
And the last point in your survey, you said many people are obsessed with retirement. Wow. I've never thought of that to be the case. They're obsessed with it, right?
Yeah, according to our survey, 44% of people think about retirement often, and 30% think about it all the time. So it's right at the front of their mind, and hopefully that's helping them stay motivated to save and plan for retirement, or it might be kind of having that opposite effect. They're really looking forward to this future goal of retiring, but maybe they're not in the position where they'll be able to do that successfully, which can be very disappointing.
Before we close off, I just wanted to get your comments. I know you had some experts that gave some interesting, if you go to their site, they have experts and consultants that provide different factors in helping you better understand their reports and their surveys, but also helps you think a little bit. One of your persons said that when considering what state to retire, always consider the proximity to family and friends, the social living costs, and the features. For example, low crime rate, high quality hospitals, proximity to airports, etc., tax structure, and of course he even adds weather is important as well. So some of these particular people that you have give some great advice when you read these reports. You're going to get their excellent, been there, done that as well. Is that right?
Absolutely. We do reach out to experts to get their opinions and their takes on each of our studies because we really feel that adds to the overall message. I mean, we can tell you what we found based on our analysis, but there are other experts out there who have a different perspective, and it's really important to keep that in mind. And that expert in particular brought up a great point that we can't look at in our study, but for those who are looking and planning for retirement, it is important to keep in mind proximity to family and friends. Traveling can be more challenging as you get older, and it can also be challenging for family and friends to travel to you with how busy their lives can be and just the cost of travel. So not saying you have to retire close to home, but there is definitely a benefit to that. And that's something you need to really consider personally when making that choice on where to retire.
Yeah, I thought one of your consultants said the big first decision is whether to decide to relocate at all. He says, just staying in your longtime neighborhood where you have so many friends within the area, within the neighborhood, within the community can probably be the best in your retirement because you already have that network already built. If you go to a new area, you're going to have to rebuild that network. It may be easy. It may be difficult, but you never know. But at least you're in a neighborhood that hopefully you like and hopefully within families and friends your life. So you might want to consider, retiring in your own area. And so I thought that was a lot of people think about that. They want to move down to sunny Florida or California or so forth. But there are a lot of factors involved, especially if you want to have family and friends to come out and visit you. They're going to have to expense and likewise going back to various functions of birthdays, anniversaries, family reunions, et cetera. When you're far away, it's going to cost you more. So, if you're right in the neck of the woods, you can also visit those places, which I think a lot of people do when they retire. They do travel. And even though they may downsize their particular home or et cetera, but they will then have some additional money to spend on travel and visiting family and friends as well. So again, I want to say, everyone, that even though they said retiring in Louisiana ranked overall 45 of 50 states, and we were 11th in cost of living, 24 in taxpayer ranking, 49th in elderly-friendly labor market, 39% 39th in the population of age 65 and older. Our crime rate, we know, property crime rate is high, it's 46, and life expectancy, 46. It's sad to say, but again, overall, you've got to make your own decision. But again, thank you, Cassandra, for taking time to be on our show today. It was quite interesting. Again, if you want to review some of their Wallet Hub surveys as well as reports, go to their website. They're absolutely free. It's Wallet Hub, WalletHub.com, free of charge. Go to that. They have, I can't tell you how many, probably thousands of them in various categories, all different types for young people, old people, not just seniors, right? All disciplines, all demographics.
Absolutely. Our reports cover a wide variety of different topics that really cater to different demographics, and it gives you an idea of where there's some strengths and some weaknesses. And we have some other great tools on our website as well. If you're looking for, maybe a new loan or considering refinancing, we have tools and calculators and resources on our website as well to help you make those decisions.
Well, again, thank you for joining us today on the Best of Times Radio Hour. Look forward to having you come in the near future for some additional information about reports that I found quite interesting, and I know my listeners out there in Radio Land will find interesting as well. So best wishes to you, and thank you again for taking time to be on our radio show to give us a little extra information about this particular report.
Thank you very much for having me.
Have a wonderful day. Please do thank our sponsors and advertisers who support our radio show and our magazine, The Best of Times. Be sure to tell your friends to listen to our radio show next Saturday morning for additional information that can benefit them or their loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.